If a group of 200 or so self-proclaimed Rick Scott haters had their way, then Scott would get kicked right out of the governor's mansion. Pink Slip Rick was organized as a movement to accomplish just that. Awake the State's Kofi Hunt was one of the organizers of Friday's protest. He was one of the many gatherers that thinks the governor should be fired. Scott has an approval rating of just 29%, the lowest in the country. That's something Hunt wants more people to talk about.
We hope to contribute to the discussion. As citizens of a democratic nation, we think that it's our duty to contribute to discussions about how we are going to move forward in governing our society.
An email from organizers of the protest claimed that there has been a swing toward the right concerning media coverage of political affairs. They want reporters to start asking tough questions, something they say has not been done since 9/11. Mark Ferrullo is the director of Progress Florida. He says increased means for the governor and his staff to reach out to the public are hindering some grassroots movements.
The governor has a really amazing infrastructure to push his message out. It's not only the office of the governor, but just the Republican Party of Florida. They're doing robocalls. They're trying to generate letters to the editor. So it's much harder for the grassroots to break through into the mainstream media in many respects to make sure that the anti-Rick Scott message is getting out there. I think, fortunately, a lot of the media has picked up on the fact that this is a very unpopular governor and his policies are driving our state in the wrong direction, but not all of them.
But some media outlets do reach out for answers in the interest of fair journalism. The St. Petersburg Times recently analyzed statements made by the Pink Slip Rick movement regarding the number of jobs they claim the governor has lost for the state of Florida. They rated the organization's numbers pants on fire because many of the numbers were misleading or sensationalized. Florida Watch Action's Susanna Randolph defended the site's claims. She said the bottom line is that Scott misrepresented himself as the jobs governor, but has consistently made decisions that cut jobs.
Well, I stand by the fact that we're going to have to update that number because there have been more job losses since we rolled out that number. I mean, the budget that he signed into place cut 5,700 jobs on top of what we were already expecting him to cut. So I think that you're seeing the job numbers go up even further.
Scott's policies even have some doctors worried. Larry Floriani is an orthopedic surgeon in Tarpon Springs. He is disappointed in Scott for turning down millions for what is called money follows the person. That money, he says, would have helped many elderly patients move from nursing homes to independent living.
So my verdict is that, first, this decision did not consider the well-being of Floridians. This decision denies many of the elderly, poor, and disabled their dignity, their individual freedoms when they don't have to be confined in nursing homes. And finally, this decision was bad for Florida.
Concerns about the future of Medicaid were also raised. Kim Kelly is expecting her second child in September, a little girl she can't wait to meet. Kelly is receiving excellent care because she has help from Medicaid. She wasn't as lucky during her first pregnancy when she went without prenatal care only to give birth to her son 8 weeks prematurely. She hopes no other women have to go through what she went through.
All that is in thanks to Medicaid, and I can't imagine having moms that are low income behind me not having the opportunities that I have. And I know that I'm going to have a great, you know, pregnancy, and I'm going to deliver a healthy baby girl in September. And if that is the case, which it will be, it's going to be because of these Medicaid programs that I'm taking advantage of and have the opportunity to have.
Even representatives from the Sierra Club came out to protest the governor. Frank Jacalone oversees Florida and Puerto Rico. He thinks instead of approving more oil drilling, Scott should be tapping the power of the sun.
Governor Scott has really declared war on Florida's environment. He's the worst governor that I've seen in the state, and I've been here for more than 20 years. He is dismantling our growth management system. He is tearing our state parks apart. He is doing everything he can to create jobs that are going to make our air and water dirty. And in effect, he's taking away jobs that would be for a clean, sustainable economy.
Eleanor Cecil from the National Organization for Women is worried about just about everything the governor has done.
We're quite concerned about what's going to happen to Medicare, what's going to happen to Social Security. These are all issues that disproportionately affect women. So there are many reasons we're concerned, but those are just a few.
There was at least one thing protesters were happy about. Unlike the ill-fated high-speed rail Scott killed this year, the Orlando SunRail project did survive Scott's wrath. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.